Pickaxe.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
People have said that I sound a bit like Freddie Mercury. So here I am doing a video of me singing like Freddie Mercury. I want to break free! I want to break free! People have said that I sound like an anime.
Hi!
That's borderline racist.
That's not borderline racist. Yeah. That's how anime sounds.
What, going,
wrong?
Ching ching chong ching ching.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's basically what I was doing.
It's absolutely fine.
Oh, Christ.
And welcome to
So how's your toe feeling, Simon? What's the verdict? Is it still, like...
Shit!
Is it still bent the wrong way?
It's fucked up. It's broken. I'm gonna die.
If it is broken, there's a high chance of it get... Well, not high chance, but it might get infected. It might get infected.
How can it get infected? There's not a cut. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean? It's internal bleeding.
You have to have blood. Yeah, but where's the germs gonna come from? What, inside of me?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm just like a big fucking bag of pus? You fucking bastard. How dare you?
We all are. Everyone's a big bag of pus.
No, I drink disinfectant to clear me out.
Do you? Ooh.
Disinfectant. It's delicious. Cleans me right out. My chest is very hollow. Is that normal? It's probably where my heart used to be.
Stop hitting yourself!
You're like a silverback.
Thing.
Simon is doing the mating call of the goon.
Mummy, Mummy, can I listen to the Yolk Pod?
Fuck off!
Mummy, no!
So, obviously that's J.K. Rowling and a child.
There's a request for a Simon soundboard, which you just like press buttons and I say things that I usually say. Like, you press a button and I go, ah! You press a button and I go, follow me! You press another button and I just start talking about Jaffa Cakes for 30 seconds. See, I'm worried about that, because if you actually created a soundboard like that, then you wouldn't need me anymore. It'd be like the Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
They get the women to, like, read out a dictionary so that the robot that they make can say anything in their voice.
Except for a word that isn't in the dictionary. Which they say in a robotic voice.
Am I a robot again? What?
No. But the point is that if they didn't have, like... If they didn't have a word, that if they had to say a word that wasn't in the dictionary, what would happen to the robot? Would they still say it, but in a robotic voice? Or would they...
They wouldn't be able to say it. It would just be, like, silence. So, if there's, like...
Error 404, word missing.
Would they say like that?
Probably. Probably. Someone would, you know, and say, Oh, Monica. Monica's the name of the robot. Oh, Monica, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. He's called, Ikabaku Wikabogu. He's come over from Kenya. And the Maria, the robot, goes, hello. Oh, no, they don't say that. They speak normally. They don't speak like a rope. That would give the game away, wouldn't it? Hello. Hello, it is great. What if the real Maria actually did speak like a robot? It would completely fuck things up, wouldn't it? She's got like a speech impediment. Hello, I am Maria.
Realistic? What do you mean?
Why do you want me to read out from a dictionary? So yeah, Maria should go, hello, it is nice to meet you, Mr. I hope you enjoy your visit here.
I'm an old man, and I've fallen over. I can't get up, but it's all right, because I've got me iPod, and I'm listening to the Yog Pod. Oh, me back. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was pretty funny. Oh,
that was very funny.
You know, you're doing an instance or whatever, and there's a big pack of mobs. What do? I hit multi-shot 3 times, shooting 3 mobs. So that's like 9 attacks. And then I'm out of focus. And then what? I just use steady shot on 1 mob. Meanwhile, the mage is fucking AoEing the shit out of everything. The rogue's bouncing around using fan of knives. The Moonkin stood at the back with this massive fucking, like, storm going on. The Shaman's using his, like, level 10 fucking AoE. And I'm just, like, shooting 1 target with steady shot until I have enough focus so I can cast multi-shot. That's so lame. I mean, the alternative is what? I drop explosive trap and it explodes for, what, 600 damage on all the mobs and then ticks for 170 or something? Wow, amazing. I mean, think of all the boss fights in which, like, a whole load of fucking mobs spawn and you have to kill them off as soon as fucking possible. And hunters can't do anything. They just have to keep shooting the boss or whatever. Although, to be fair, that's what I would do anyway. I'd say, sorry, no, I'm not dealing with the ads. I'm on the boss. I don't want my debuffs to drop off of it and have to reapply. Oh, God. They must be adding a new AoE, because, I mean, fuck me. It pisses me off that fucking druids basically always have fucking everything. Everything. Best tank, best DPS, best healer. Oh, let's give you lots of extra spells and abilities. Oh, look, you can fly around and pick flowers at the same time because you're a little druid. Smiley face. Hunters, what? You don't like mana? Okay, we'll get rid of it. It's gone. That's it. How'd you like that, you fuckers? Thanks, Ghost Crawler. That's it. That's like how they deal with the problem. It's like, great. Oh, cheers, mate. Awesome. I can't believe our AoE is explosive trap and multi-shot on 3 mobs. That's it now. That's the strength of our AoE.
I don't know, they might make multi-shot hit as many as there are in the area or something, you know, instead. They might make
like
it
like a conal
so it does.
Attack.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Do you know what I would like them to do? I would like them so that we can... The Stable Master is pretty much not really needed, because you have, like, Call Pet. And admittedly, you can store, like, 25 pets or 20 pets or whatever. But you're not going to visit the Stable Master much. What we need is, like, a groomer. We, like, go into, like, Brianni's shop or whatever, her pet shop, and there's, like, a groomer, and you... There's, like, you talk to the groomer, and it opens, like, this window, and your pet is there, the 3D model of your pet. And it's, like, you having a haircut, only the pet's having the haircut. And
right.
You can choose different styles for the pet. So the pet can have like anime hair on its head. Can you imagine my monkey, but with that human male haircut with the spiky hair?
With
on
a big
head.
Mohawk.
Yeah. You can give them like tattoos or piercings. You can shave them naked. I could have a naked monkey running around. You can dye their hair, so it could be like bright pink hair. He'd look like a
give
poodle.
It a little handbag.
He'd look like a poodle.
A little bit of clothing.
So like his chest is all hairy and it's like bouffant and puffy and pink. And then like from the waist down he's shaved. Oh, Christ. And he's got a bow in his hair. He's the prettiest monkey in all of Azeroth.
Who else have we forgotten?
Give me something ridiculous. You're going to say, old man with hemorrhoids who's riding a horse. And I'm going to be like, what?
Can you do that?
Oh, God. Hang on. See if I can... I wanted to make some kind of, like, noise that sounds like I'm on a horse.
You need some coconuts or something.
That's too tinny, isn't it? Hang on.
I'm an old man with hemorrhoids.
It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. What am I doing? I'm hitting my fucking keyboard with a comb.
Okay, Simon, you ready? I'm going to tell you a joke, and you're going to tell me whether you think it's
funny. I'm half hanging out the window having a fag at this exact moment, by the way.
I'm going to do a few, actually.
Okay, go.
Okay, can you reply with laughter if you think it's funny? It's a one-liner. These are all one-liners. I've just been on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. I'll tell you what, never again.
Fucking hell. Okay, that's awful.
Okay. That won the funniest joke prize from this year's Edinburgh Fringe, written by award-winning comic Tim Vine, and it's
apparently the
funniest joke this year.
He's a one-liner act. Yeah.
The award was judged by 8 comedy critics, whose shortlist of 24 jokes went forward to a public vote. Would you like the next one on the list?
Oh God,
this is apparently not as good.
It's apparently not as good. Holy shit.
But it only came number 2, so yeah. I'm currently dating a couple of anorexics. 2 birds, 1 stone.
Yeah, but they're not going to be half a stone each, are they? I mean, even babies weigh more than that.
that one was by David Gibson. I don't know who that is, but apparently he's a comedian.
Good effort. Good effort, Dave.
Emo Phillips is this next one on the list. This is,
Oh, yeah.
I picked up a hitchhiker. You got to when you hit them.
Yeah. He's fairly funny, actually. It's I quite like him.
This next one was by Jack Whitehall. I bought one of those anti-bullying wristbands when they first came out. I say bought. I actually stole it off a short, fat ginger kid.
Awful.
As a kid, I was made to walk the plank. We couldn't afford a dog.
That's appalling.
Being an England supporter is like being the over-optimistic parents of the fat kid on sports day.
That's good. But...
There's another pirate-related one here. What do you call a kid with no arms and an eye patch? Names.
Awful.
There's another one. Dave drowned, so at the funeral we got him a wreath in the shape of a life belt. Well, it's what he would have wanted.
It's what he would have wanted. That makes it.
For Vanessa Feltz, life is like a box of chocolates. Empty.
Oh, God! Oh, my God!
That's good. That one came number 9, and you finally laughed.
That's 9! Holy shit! That is 9!
The last one to make the list is Gareth Richards. Wooden spoons are great. You can either use them to prepare food, or if you can't be bothered with that, just write a number on one and walk into a pub.
No.
competition organisers, Dave, TV channel, said that each judge sat through an average of 60 performances, totalling 3,600 minutes of comedy material.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a, those are some big numbers you just said there.
The judges also worked on selecting the worst jokes from this year's Fringe. Would you like to hear those?
Oh, I would love to.
Why did the chicken commit suicide? To get to the other side.
Oh.
You know city centre beat officers? Well, are they police who rap?
That's great. Yeah.
I made a Battenberg, where the two colours ran alongside one another. I called it Apartheid Sponge.
Mm.
I like to play chess with bald men in the park, although it's hard to find 32 of them.
Ooh.
That's not bad, is it? That's not terrible. Some of my best friends are vegan. They were going to come today, but they didn't have the energy to climb up the stairs.
Awful. Awful old hack joke. Awful.
How many Spaniards does it take to change a light bulb? Juan.
Juan. Oh, dear.
That's a good one, isn't it? Dear. Do you not think that's good?
It's like a joke you'd find in a cracker, though. That's the problem.
Still, I think it's better than some of the ones from the top list.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, so what's been happening with you after your TV license trouble? A lot of people were talking about it possibly being a scam, but I don't think it was. Was it? He had a uniform and a badge and everything, didn't he?
The people who thought it was a scam don't actually know what TV license is.
Yeah. I mean,
they just didn't understand the concept.
It's unlikely.
They thought it was a man who walked in who was just saying, oh, you need, have you got a chimney? Have you got a chimney license? Oh, that chimney, you know, you got to have a license for it. You know, it's people who didn't actually know that it was a real thing.
According to our records, you've not paid your fridge tax. It's quite an important tax. Do you have a fridge?
God.
Do you have a fridge, Simon?
I do. I do, officer.
Well, in that case, I'm gonna have to read you your rights. You may be under oath to not say anything, but anything you do say under this next minute of me talking is going to be given in evidence.
What can I do? I don't want to get arrested.
Can I see the offending fridge? Would that be all right? I just need to have a quick look at it. Check its.
Sure. It's here in the kitchen. It's the rectangular white thing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen one of these. This is a fridge. Yeah, you've got a fridge in your kitchen.
This is a fridge, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, you know your fridges. You certainly do.
I do. I've had years of fridge.
I thought you might just be just some random man.
No.
I can see that you're like an expert in fridges.
Look at my badge here. It's made of plastic and stuff. It's got my name on it, look.
It says 5 today.
Oh, what?
It says 5 today.
Wrong badge. This one. There you go.
All right, okay. Oh, the badge over there. Yeah. The badge there.
Yeah.
That one
that's pinned on to my... next to the Yogscast Best Podcast badge. You see it? Best Podcast badge.
Good. Yeah, it's a lovely badge. It's a great... Yeah. It's beautiful.
So, you got any money to pay this tax? It's quite expensive.
Oh god, let's look in my wallet. I've got, let's see. That one, two. I have £1.80. How much is the fridge tax?
It's £49.99. Yeah.
Oh God, I can't afford it. £1.80.
That is a lovely lamp you've got there, though. I do like that lamp.
It's an antique, that lamp.
Also,
I recently went on Antiques Roadshow.
Do you play World of Warcraft?
I went to Antiques Roadshow.
I take World of Warcraft pets.
Let me talk, you fucking bitch.
Oh, sorry.
I went to Antiques Roadshow. I went to Antiques Roadshow and they valued that lamp at £49 and no, actually £48 something. Basically, it's worth it's worth £1.80 less than the amount that you just said that the fridge tax is.
Perfect. Perfect. I'll take
maybe
it.
Maybe we
then.
Can work something out.
Yeah, you well, I'll take the
take
lamp.
Take this lamp and I'll give you all the money I've got in my wallet.
Okay. All right. That'll cover you. I'll write it down. Let me type it into this electronic machine I've got here.
Okay.
Yeah, I've typed it in.
That's a Nintendo DS.
No, no, no. It's hooked up to the central fridge tax network of England.
I mean, I know it's got like a touch screen and a stylus, but that is just a Nintendo DS.
Oh, no, no, no. You might have heard the little startup sound, but that is not anything to do with...
That was the Mario music.
No, startup sound to the fridge tax fridge
I'm pretty
tax
sure.
software.
I mean, I've played
quite,
Mario
quite a
quite
good
a bit.
Software, actually. It detects fridges.
Oh, right.
See, that's how I came here, really. This thing told me that you
taxed.
Were... You had no fridge tax.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, God. Well, you caught me bang to rights.
Yeah,
there.
thanks for this lamp, though. This is good. I mean, we do take... Like I was trying to say.
Yeah, mind how you go with
World
that.
World of Warcraft
it's quite
payments for, you know, pets, in-game stuff. If you've willing to give one of those to me. But that's obviously...
You accept Pandaren as currency.
We do. We do. We accept all kind of vanity
pet related.
It's about time
more places did
items.
That. That's good.
Good. All right. Well, see you then. Mate, thank you, and I will make sure you're paid up for the next few months. And
thank you, and again, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry we didn't pay the
lots
fridge
of people
tax.
Forget.
I'm sorry
it's
about that. I didn't realise it was a real thing.
It's new. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Okay. You take care. Love you.
You too, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Mwah.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, did you just swear? I still got the door open. Sorry. I'll just close it now.
Can you do...
Scientists say artificial meat may be necessary to feed 9 billion people expected by 2050. They're going to grow meat in vats. Isn't that utterly fucking revolting? Meat grown in vats. I mean, Jesus
sure
Christ.
A vegetarian alternative.
Yeah. Why don't you just eat, like, corn and... What's it called? Mucto?
What?
What?
Mucto. What?
Macro protein? It's not macro protein, is it? Is it? No.
What are you saying?
It's stuff like corn. Mycoprotein. M-Y-C-O. Mycoprotein. That's what it is. Comes from fungus. Because myco just means fungus. So, protein from fungus. See, that's the stuff you could use instead of fucking vats of meat. I mean, what?
Well,
can you imagine what that would look like? A vat of meat. This is what, a major academic assessment of future global food supplies led by John Beddington, UK government chief scientist, suggests that with new technologies such as genetic modification and nanotechnology, hundreds of millions of people may still go hungry. And then there's a set of 21 papers published by the Royal Society saying, oh, we're all going to starve. 1 in 7 people don't have enough protein and energy. Blah, blah, blah. It still hasn't gotten to the VAT bit. Blah, 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 blah. Still no mention of a vat of meat. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Dr. Philip Thornton, scientist for the International Livestock Research Institute in Nairobi, says 2 wild cards could transform global meat and milk production. One is artificial meat, which is made in a giant vat. Meat grown in vats by 2050. That is such a ridiculous fucking headline, isn't it?
Oh, hello. I'm Tina Barrett, formerly of S Club 7. I still have yet to release my debut solo album because it's not really going very well. But in the meanwhile, I like to listen to the Yog Pod. Ooh, it's really good. Ooh, Lewis and Simon are really amazing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I don't know why I said goodbye there. I just felt like it was polite.
It's been a long, long time. It's been a long time since we did the last Yog Pod. It's been a long wait, and the wait is finally over. I'm not very good at singing.
Keep going. That's amazing.
God, Enterprise music is... Oh, it's awful, isn't it? It's awful. What were they thinking? It's supposed to be a sci-fi show about aliens and shooting lasers and stuff. And that's the best they could come up with. So
it's 10:30.
It's 10:30.
You're in your room.
I'm in my room. My bare room.
PM, by the way, Yognauts.
Mm-hmm. PM. I'm sitting on a bare bed because I just washed my bed clothes and they're still wet.
Did you today?
From 10 hours ago, right. Whatever. They're still wet. Amazing.
So you did all of your washing today and you adorned the house. Like,
yeah.
You covered every radiator with your pants.
Yeah.
And your...
All the radiators are covered in my pants, my towels, my hoodies.
Every chair. The back.
T-shirts, more pants.
Oh, God.
Another pair of pants. There's a pair of trousers hanging off of a lamp. I'm not even kidding. A pair of trousers hanging off of a lamp.
Your housemate, your newish housemate,
yeah.
Simon Rickards.
Newish man.
Can we say his full name?
Oh, don't say his full name.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
He's come home with a...
Yeah, he's brought a lady back. He's got a lady downstairs right now. And she's, like, looking at my pants and going, oh, those are some nice pants. I wonder whose those are. Are those your pants?
Has he had to, like, move...
And he's going to go, no, no.
Has he had to move all of your pants so she can, like, free up some space on the... on the sofa?
No. Oddly enough, I didn't put my pants on the fucking sofa. Why'd I put my pants on the sofa?
Well, every spare... Is it, are they, like, hanging off the TV? I'm just a bit worried where they are. I mean, are they? How many of your pants are they going to have to move?
Not every single available surface is covered with my pants,
Your
Lewis.
Pants... You washed all of your pants, though, pretty much, today.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
So
that's like all 3 pairs.
That's a lot.
They're like all Superman pants as well. Oh no, there's a Superman pair, there's a Spider-Man pair, and there's a Batman pair.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I wear them for like a few days.
Have you got Superman duvet cover as well and Superman wallpaper?
No, don't be ridiculous. I've got a Miley Cyrus bed cover. Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, Best of Both Worlds bed cover. I got posters of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh man, I love the Jonas Brothers.
And JLS.
Have you got any Bieber merchandise?
I don't have the Bieber fever. No, no.
Okay.
My mother did buy me a pencil case of Justin Bieber, but I threw it away.
Why did you do that?
No, I didn't. I didn't throw it away. That would be a terrible waste. I gave it to Oxfam.
Okay.
Shop.
That's very generous.
And they took it off of me. The old lady smiled at me, because it's always an old lady who works in Oxfam. Mm. It's always an old lady. She looked at me. She said, oh, thank you very much. Because she's a Londoner. She said, thank you very much. And she put a little sticker on it and it said 10p.
Aww.
And I looked at her and I looked at the sticker. I looked at her and I looked her right in the eye. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? My mother bought that for me. It was 10 quid. And you've put a fucking sticker on it for 10p. You piece of shit. And I looked her in the eye and I spat at her.
Oh, it's my
true
God.
Story. It's exactly
well,
what
there
happened.
There you go. Oh, dear. Anyway, so I was wondering, like, what if Rickard started getting, like, hot and heavy with this lady down in the lounge? And,
he could be doing that right now, although I think it's more likely they're eating pizza and potato wedges because he just cooked some.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, later, though, imagine that they're getting, God. You know, a bit it's of awkward, kissy action going on. And then...
I will imagine, Lewis. I will imagine.
But then they sort of start... They push over the lamp by accident, and your Superman pants fall onto... Your wet Superman pants fall onto their face.
Yeah. Well, that would be the most action my pants have seen in quite some time, so I wouldn't be too worried about that.
Apart from that time you saved that woman from the burning building, you know?
Yeah, but to be fair, I did set the building on fire myself. So... She wasn't too happy when I saved her. You know, it was sort of expected, really. It's like when you bump into someone and you knock their drink over. You know, it's expected that you buy them another drink. It's the same thing when you set a building on fire. You're expected to save everyone. Ugh. So I'm doing this quest. I'm doing Rain's Cleansing in Ashendale. Mm-hmm. Because this quest is going to be gone from the game in about 36 hours time of recording. So I'm kind of
what's
anxious
Rain's
to get my
cleansing?
Magical
hmm?
Rain's Cleansing. Mm-hmm. You get a the rod that turns you into a Furborg. So I wanted to get one before it's gone from the game forever.
Probably a good idea.
So I never bothered to get it on my hunter. Never bothered. Couldn't be asked. But now it's like a do or die situation. I will die IRL if I don't get it.
That's okay. Well, we can carry on recording this stuff. I mean, we haven't done a Yogpod for a while, obviously.
I just thought I'd let people know. You know, if I seem a bit distracted...
That's okay,
you
yeah.
know, that's thanks the reason why. Because I'm killing...
Well, I mean, we're recording this thing
I've got there's a big challenge. There's a big challenge ahead of me. I've got to kill level 20 Murlocs.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, this is difficult stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll just carry on, shall I?
A pair of canvas pants just then.
Right.
Just keeping you up to date of all the drops.
Well, let me know.
A Murloc fin. Okay, I will.
I was just going to say, obviously, like, we haven't done a podcast for a while, and a lot of people have been very kind and donating. And so what I thought we'd do is, we'd obviously keep the EP thing going. As it is, so whoever donates the most by the next podcast, you know, will be the EP. But also, we will have it so if anyone ends up donating more than £100 in total, they get to be EP as well. Because we've noticed that, you know, a few people have given us regular donations, and it's totaled up to, like, you know, over £100. In total. So I kind of feel that we should reward those people with EP as well.
Ridiculous amounts of money.
Really fantastic. It's like
it's amazing.
Three times as much as we're getting from YouTube. So
it's kept
you know,
us
these
going.
People are like,
it's kept us
yeah.
going because we're not getting all that much money from YouTube. Not right now anyway. It takes a while for it to sort of, you know, build up and for the money to actually come in. So this has kept us going. And it's been very, very, very welcome indeed.
Yeah.
It meant that I could actually afford rent, which was good. So thanks. You're paying for me to live.
I mean, I've obviously been devoting a lot of my time towards this, you know, making the Cataclysm videos and stuff. And you know, we're kind of considering doing this sort of thing full time. And if that happens, you know, we will obviously be able to put out podcasts and videos much more regularly, and have them come out reliably every couple of weeks or maybe even weekly. But I mean we do have to.
Don't even say that. Weekly. A weekly Yogpod. We haven't done one in like 4 months.
Well, you've
or
been
something.
Thinking about taking over the editing, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we should. We don't have to do like an hour like we usually do.
10 minutes.
We could do like, you know, half an hour on a Saturday, and then you could do the editing during the week, and then, you know, that would be released. You know, that would be a slick way of doing it.
See, this is more a discussion between the two of us, and not for like any listeners. That's the thing.
Yeah. Because you're not going to do anything. So, if I say it on the podcast, though, it might force you
How
to do
How dare you?
Well, anyway, look, thank you very, very, very much for your donations. Who are the EPs? Oh, you're kidding, Murlocs. But I guess you can look up who the EPs are for this week.
Yeah.
I have been collecting some guff. So this podcast is going to be made out of guff from, like, the last couple of months. So this will have some stuff in it.
There's going to be three of them.
Three of them?
Yeah. Okay, our three executive producers and Super 100 Crazy Donators Club members, that's what I've decided to call them, the Super 100 Crazy Donators Club.
Okay.
They are Colin Smith, Joachim Setterberg, and Johan Snitt.
Oh, man, so...
These are three of the nicest people I've ever had the privilege of receiving donations from on the internet.
So these are now members of the exclusive Executive Producer Club. I think there's about... How many are there? Seven or eight now in total? Or is it more than that?
These are the super people who have actually donated ridiculously large amounts of money. So they are like... They're like in a league of their own. That's how I think of it.
Yeah, and we are going to start sending
out a terrible movie starring Madonna.
You're going to get some Christmas presents from us. And you're also...
Are you definitely going to send them stuff?
Yeah. We're going to send some Christmas presents out to the EPs.
There's some cracking stuff in this...
Yeah.
In this care package, there's some top
Jogpod merchandise
stuff.
Yeah, you won't want to miss out on that. So yeah, the people who've...
It's not official merchandise. It's sort of appropriated.
Of course it's official.
From...
Oh.
Is it official? It doesn't have, like, our logos or anything
well,
on it.
We made it, so it is kind of official. We, you know, it's licensed by us. It's not
it's
like...
only stuff.
It's not
the
like
only
made
stuff
by
we've
China
ever signed.
Or some, like, fake knockoff Jogpod stuff. Like, with the word Jogpod spelt wrong. Like, dog bod or something.
Can you imagine that? You, like, go to a marketplace and there's all this knockoff Jogpod gear.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's all like, yes,
I'll
Simon
so
and Lewis, like the pictures of us are like, you know, a blonde haired Jacob style guy from Twilight and like.
Oh god, yeah, it's Edward and Jacob, but it has our names underneath. Oh dear.
So yeah, thanks. I mean, thanks for the support, fans, and I hope you enjoy this Jogpod, special Jogpod.
Why is it special, exactly? Is it special because it's the first one we've done in, like, forever?
Well...
Okay, well, that's fairly special, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But it's the start of something beautiful, because after this one, you're going to be editing them.
Oh,
also, can we
crikey.
Talk about a few things that we're going to talk about in this
podcast? What were we going to talk about, Lewis?
Okay, BBC News, I've bookmarked it.
Oh,
it was
right.
A story from the 28th of October.
Oh my god.
About how the pronunciation of British words has changed.
Oh, right.
Pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this one? Do you remember this link?
Perchance has the word pronunciation changed over the course of the years.
Perchance? I'm not sure, actually.
Perchance.
Could you look in the comment of mine and give me a rundown of the article?
H or H? How do you pronounce H? Which obviously doesn't really work if you read out that headline.
Mm. Well, but no, I mean, the letter H, we say H,
so,
don't we? We don't... I mean, the H is
H.
silent.
H.
The...
You're saying the H in H is silent.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. What is that? So, yeah, the article is basically the British Library have... they've got nothing better to do, so they're checking on how words used to be pronounced, because it turns out that how we pronounce words today are very different from how we used to pronounce them in yesteryear.
Well, at least on the BBC, on the BBC, we used to pronounce words properly. None of this nonsense about, you know, using H's and all that nonsense. We had proper words and proper grammar. None of this shilly-shallying about.
Shilly-shallying? Good grief. But yeah, there was a particular way that people had to talk on the BBC many years ago. And that was like the standard. And you wouldn't get any work if you talked like a normal person, a normal human being. It's called Received Pronunciation, or RP. That's the classic sort of BBC voice.
It's the royal family's sort of way of speaking.
Basically the way Total Biscuit tries to speak.
No, it's it's the opposite of that, I think, isn't it? It's more to do with... It's just extremely posh, isn't it? Extremely British and correct. And royal.
Yeah.
It's royal.
Very proper, isn't it? It's very
the
proper.
The only people who really speak that way are very posh people in England these days.
And people who actually are on telly, on radio.
One exhibit is the BBC's Guide to Pronunciation from 1928. It informs announcers that pristine rhymes with wine, respite is pronounced as if there were no E. Combat is what you do when you fight with someone.
I'm sorry?
Engaged in mortal combat. Mortal combat! Like the game.
Mortal Combat!
Yeah.
Combat. That's ridiculous.
If you were engaged in banking, you would be in finance.
Finance.
And additionally... If you were a lady staying at home whilst her husband went to work and you did all of the housework,
what ladies do. Yeah,
you would
be. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're bred for, Lewis. Woman must know
so
her
you'd
place.
Be a husif. That's what you would be. A husif.
A husif.
Yes.
Housewife is pronounced. See, I don't even know how to pronounce words properly.
Husif.
Good God. I need this guide, Lewis. I need to read this guide.
Isn't that bonkers? That was only in 1928.
Only in 1928? Yeah, it was virtually yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
1928. That was before Hitler rose to power. I mean, for God's sake, that was a long time ago.
I don't know about that, Simon.
God, I can only imagine Paul Rickards is downstairs trying to get it on with this girl, and he can just hear me shouting at you on the internet. Recording a yob. Oh, God.
Do you reckon if, like, you shout loud enough, the pants that are hanging on the door will fall loose?
It's a pair of jeans that are hanging off of the door.
Just,
Lewis.
Like,
it's
drop
a pair of jeans.
On his pizza.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. I'm terrible. So, yeah. Very odd. Very odd how people... The thing is, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to say the thing is. Christ almighty. You've been saying that more and more often. And Hannah's been saying it, and I've been saying it.
I think we've just been noticing it. I don't think we've been saying it more often. I think we've just been noticing ourselves saying it.
I mean, what happens is one person will say it, and then someone else will start saying it, and it sort of catches on. It becomes sort of like mimetic. And people just... I mean, we've had, like, emails from people and, you know, comments on YouTube saying that they've started to talk like us because they've watched and listened to so many things that we've done. There are people out there who are actually starting to talk as we talk.
Oh, no,
God
I don't think
them.
They talk as we talk. They probably just use certain things which I've...
They do.
Like, certain mannerisms, though. Like, the way we call people friend and... calling babies babbies, that kind of thing. Just that sort of small stuff. I don't think they're actually like talking like you.
They do.
And start going into Brian Blessed on like a 5-minute
They
rota.
Start doing like the terrible dwarven Scottish voice. Follow me! They start saying that. They talk like that. They'll be in like Asda buying grapes and milk. And at the checkout, you know, they hand over the money. They go, thank you very much! Like that, out of nowhere. Even though they're like Lithuanian or something, and they don't have that sort of accent at all, they'll just break out into that strange
That's
voice.
It's terrifying.
It is. So how do you pronounce schedule, according to this guide?
Oh, is it... No, I think it's schedule.
Schedule.
Not schedule.
Schedule.
There is no K. Mm. No K in schedule. What are you talking
something
about?
Something I noticed. There was an old...
Herb.
There was like this, There was a game show, Lewis.
Herb.
15 to 1. Herb. Do you remember that? With William G. Stewart.
Oh, God.
15 to 1. Boom, 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 boom. 15 to 1. Which there were 15 people. 15 contestants. And it was sort of whittled down to 1, wasn't it? Hence 15 to 1.
Mm. It was mostly featuring old people and watched by old people.
Yeah, and students, obviously.
Yeah, all the contestants were old people.
But I remember...
It's kind of a weird demographic, isn't it?
It's like the Countdown demographic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's good, yes.
And I remember William G. Stewart, whenever he would ask a question about something that was on the stage, he would always pronounce the word theatre like that. Theatre.
Oh, God.
Not theatre. He would say theatre. And that used to,
darling,
drive me balmy.
We must go to the theatre.
The theatre.
That is pretty annoying. Oh my God. Okay.
Thank you all for being so patient with us and waiting for this. Obviously we've been very busy with the Cataclysm beta. I'm really sorry that we haven't been more up to date with the podcast. I'm sorry. And thank you all very much for keeping subscribed and supporting us for all this time. I love you. Also, Banana, I love you.
Who's Banana?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you. And farewell.
I was asked to say that.
By who?
A banana. Just a random person who whispered me.